Tuesday, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you are starting off with Major League Soccer.
Kim, let's kick off with an update on the Major League Soccer playoffs. Four clubs remain in contention for the trophy, which will be awarded December 6th when the MLS Cup title game is played. In the Eastern Conference final, the Columbus Crew lead the New York Red Bulls 2-0. The decisive second leg will be played November 29th at Red Bull Arena near New York City. And in the Western Conference final, the Portland Timbers lead FC Dallas 3-1. The decisive second leg in that home-and-away series will also be played Sunday, November 29th, at Toyota Stadium in Texas. In action this past Sunday, striker Kai Kamara, who is from Sierra Leone, scored Columbus's second goal in that 2-0 victory over New York. The 31-year-old Kamara is enjoying his best season ever in Major League Soccer. He and Italian striker Sebastian Giovinco of Toronto FC tied for the MLS scoring title with 22 goals each. The 28-year-old Giovinco joined Toronto in January from the Italian club Juventus, and he was named Major League Soccer's Newcomer of the Year. The Big League Award, Most Valuable Player, will be announced on December 2nd. Getting back to Kai Kamara, in addition to that league scoring title, he won the MLS Humanitarian of the Year Award, given to the player who exemplifies both skill on the field and service within the community. Taking a look at some of the other MLS end-of-season awards, Liberia-born Darlington Nagbe of the Portland Timbers, who recently became a U.S. citizen, won the MLS Fair Player Award. That award is given to the player who exemplifies sportsmanlike behavior in addition to receiving one of the lowest number of yellow and red cards, fouls, and disciplinary violations. And while Kamara and Giovinco each scored 22 goals during the regular season, Giovinco won the MLS Golden Boot Award as top scorer because he had more assists than Kamara. More MLS award winners, Belgian player Laurent Simon of the Montreal Impact was named the MLS Defender of the Year. Luis Robles of the New York Red Bulls was named the MLS Goalkeeper of the Year. And Kyle Larin of the Florida club Orlando City was named the MLS Rookie of the Year. And speaking of awards, let's take a short break now for this important message from a Congolese giant who was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in September.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
In National Basketball Association news, LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers joined some very exclusive company on Monday night in Ohio. LeBron scored 15 points and had 13 assists to help the Cavaliers remain unbeaten at home this season with a 117-103 win over the Orlando Magic. In the process, LeBron joined Oscar Robertson as the only players in NBA history to rank in the top 25 in career points and assists. The Big O, Oscar Robertson, finished his Hall of Fame career with 26,710 points and 9,887 assists. So yeah, LeBron and the Big O, some very exclusive company. Elsewhere, Kevin Durant made a triumphant return from a hamstring injury. Durant scored 27 points and grabbed 6 rebounds to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the host Utah Jazz 111-89. It was Durant's first game for the Thunder since he got hurt November 10th right here in Washington, his birthplace. In Monday night's 5 other NBA games, the Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks 95-78 to snap New York's 4-game winning streak. The Charlotte Hornets defeated the Sacramento Kings 127-122 in overtime. Kemba Walker had 39 points for the Hornets. The 5-time NBA champion San Antonio Spurs defeated the visiting Phoenix Suns 98-84. The Minnesota Timberwolves topped the Philadelphia 76ers 100-95. Philadelphia is off to a horrible start this season. They've lost their first 15 games. And in one more NBA result, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 109-88.
The Voice of America, VOA.
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with the VOA's undisputed and reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, the Mexican star Canelo, defeats Miguel Cotto over the weekend to win the vacant WBC middleweight title. You were ringside at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino Events Center in Las Vegas, Nnamdi. First off, let's go to the scorecards and get your reaction. Unanimous decision for Canelo, 117-111, 119-109, and 118-110. Fair decision, Nnamdi?
All in favor of Canelo. A little bit wide. It could have been a little closer because some people felt the fight could have been a draw. And some people felt it should have been a little closer. But check this out. Some people felt, too, he should have paid that $300,000 by WBC and he would have been a little closer. You
and
know?
Then maybe the decision would look different.
Yeah, should have paid the $300,000 they demanded, you know.
So you're saying the judges could have been influenced by the WBC decision?
Yeah, because the president of the WBC, Mauricio Suleiman, was ringside, you know. And then he's the one that signs the checks for the judges, you know. I mean, come on, man, you know. You're fighting a Mexican and the president of the WBC is a Mexican and he's in the room. You better know what you're doing or you're not going to get the next assignment. You know?
Nnamdi, I watched the fight and I sort of agree with this one observer who said it looked like a natural middleweight in his prime, Canelo, beating an aging welterweight just past his prime, Cotto. Your thoughts?
Yes, at the age of 25, Canelo is still growing. And going into this fight, we talked about he may be able to cut off the ring and use his legs and push back Cotto. Cotto was unable to hurt Canelo. You could see Canelo was a prime middleweight, though he claims he's not 160 yet. So, but Cotto just he didn't have the impact, you know, because pressure was on Cotto. He kept backing up all night.
So you're saying Canelo was never hurt by anything that Cotto threw?
No. Canelo had airtight defense plus his fast hands, and he was able to even look at the fight, look at his footwork. It kind of reminded me of Muhammad Ali's footwork, you know. You're looking at a fighter that's ready to fight, fan-friendly style, all action. He's got power in both hands, you know.
Nnamdi, you talk about that fan-friendly style of Canelo. Were the fans rooting for Canelo, or were they split in terms of the cheers?
It was a little bit more like a 60-40 split right there, because the Mexicans, they come out, and they like action, you know. And their man was just delivering action, and the blows were just like the body shots, the movement, the jabs. He was delivering, and everybody were on their feet, you know. I mean, look back, 6 months ago, millions of people opened their wallet only to feel cheated by this fast of the century, fight of the century, you know, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. But for this fight to end the year with all action, nobody complained. There was no knockdown, but, you know, we had a great time.
Nnamdi, as you told our VOA boxing fans last week, the WBC stripped Cotto of his WBC title for not paying sanctioning fees. Now the belt goes to Canelo. What's next for Canelo in terms of WBC requirements?
Well, Sonny, when they made a deal, it was a stipulation that allowed the fight Saturday night to happen. It was that the winner must begin negotiations with Triple G in 15 days. Because Triple G, mind you, is a WBA and IBF champion, but he's a WBC number one mandatory fighter. So will Canelo and Oscar De La Hoya start negotiating with Triple G? We will see.
How do you see that fight, Namdi, Triple G against Canelo?
I've always believed that Triple G is all hype, Sonny. Triple G have not really fought anybody, you know. I mean, Triple G with Canelo is going to be huge because the Mexican fans, they love Canelo. It's their number one guy. It's going to be a great fight. The kind of fight is a fight that will go into the Los Angeles Coliseum or the Cowboy Stadium in Dallas. That fight is enough to draw 100,000 people. But in a big fight like that, we have to negotiate. We have to look at pay-per-view numbers, Sonny. The last Triple G fight was 150,000.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more verbal jabs from Namdi later this week. If you tuned into Monday's Sunny Side of Sports, you heard me report on Haile Gebrselassie's symbolic farewell race, the Great Ethiopian Run on Sunday in Addis Ababa. I posted a photo of Haile at my Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. George Otieno in Nairobi, Kenya, saw the Haile photo, and George wrote, "Go for it, great Haile." Afolabi Ayo, no address given, wrote, "Great runner. Everything and everyone has an ending, Haile. Athletics will never forget you." And I echo those words by Afolabi Ayo. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yahias Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Okay, thank you, Sonny. And listen to the sunny side of sports.